سفر کرب و بلا آرزوی دل ما سفر کرب و بلا.
It's definitely one of the greatest blessings of the life of all of us, every single person in this gathering, to be present in a garden of paradise, the haram of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, the leader of all the martyrs. This is definitely one of a kind experience, to be in the service, in the presence of the leader of all the martyrs, and to pay our condolences to the mother of Imam al-Husayn, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And most specifically, the ziyarat and visitation of Imam Husayn on a Thursday night has a special reward in the eyes of Allah and a very special impact on not only the life in this world but in the hereafter for all the believers. And the reward of one ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn on a Thursday is paradise. This is what a mu'min should never miss in his life. This is something which is part of our great values that a mu'min should never ever forget. Never ever forget doing the ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn on a Thursday night. And transfer this great divine value to our later generations, so they also cherish about this year. And it's an honor that we learn in various texts of ziyarat narrated. You know, Alhamdulillah alladhi akramani. All the praise belongs to Allah who has honored me. This is definitely an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming our way, that we have been given the opportunity to be present in the haram of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, which is considered to be more superior than the land of Holy Kaaba. In Allah ittakhadha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the land of Karbala haraman aminan qabla an yattakhidha Makkah. Allah has chosen the land of Karbala as a sacred domain for him before choosing Makkah as a secure domain. So we can understand how honorable this land is. And another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam teaches us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise this piece of land. The piece of land where the haram of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn is there. This piece of land is going to be raised in the Day of Judgment, and it is going to be placed in the middle of paradise, so all the dwellers of paradise can do the ziyarat from every corner of paradise. And this is what we learn. This land actually belongs to the paradise. So we are here in the paradise. Isn't it right? Believing in the walayat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn itself is paradise. When one person comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and comes and says, Is'alillaha an yudkhilani al-Jannah. Ask Allah to send me to the paradise. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replies back to him, Antum fil jannah, fas'alullah an la yukhrijakum minha. You are in the paradise. Ask Allah not to take you out of the paradise. And this guy said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, nahnu fi dunya. Oh, the son of the messenger of Allah, we are in this world. That means, you know, obviously we are living right here in this world. How come we are in the paradise? We didn't enter the paradise yet. In other words, and Imam alayhi salam says, Alastun tuqirruna bi walayatina? Don't you believe in our Walayat? That's the meaning of paradise. Whoever believes in the Walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is actually inside the paradise, and we will continue to be inside the paradise as long as we are able to successfully maintain the belief of Walayat of Ahlul Bayt till the last breath of our life.
Today I intend to talk about a bit about some of the impacts that this ziyarat of Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam provides for a believer. The impacts are definitely a lot, but I'm going to mention some of the most important ones tonight. Starting from the first one, which is tamassuk and i'tisam. Grabbing on and holding on to it and not letting go of it. And second of all, it moves forward towards ita'at and obedience of the Imam. That's another impact of visiting Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. It generates the tawfiq and opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we end up obeying and following the footsteps of the wali and mawla of our time. That's the second impact. And the third impact of doing the ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn is ma'rifat. After the concept of ita'at and obedience comes the ma'rifat, the in-depth recognition. Well, you must have heard the famous hadith of the Holy Prophet, which I recited in the beginning of my speech. Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamanihi mata mitatan jahiliyyah. And the Prophet has said, whoever dies but did not recognize the imam of his time dies a death of jahiliyyah and ignoranceism. That's how he dies. As in, he has nothing to do whatsoever with the concept of Tawheed or the Risalat of Rasulullah. Not only he has nothing to do with the Walayat, but he has nothing to do with the concept of Tawheed and Risalat. This is what the death of Jahiliyyat is. We all know in the time of Jahiliyyat, the people were kafirs and mushriks. Isn't it right? Worshipping idols. That's how this guy is, who is unable to recognize the Imam of his time. So the concept of ma'rifat comes in the third stage. There's the, you know, my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafizahullah in his tafsir was saying that the most mu'assir tareen sababe shanakht Imam Ma'soom ziyarat. The most effective way of acquiring the in-depth recognition of the infallible Imam is doing his ziyarat. That is the most effective way. We all are striving in our life, isn't it right, to acquire the ma'rifat, to move forward, to advance in further higher levels, excel in our ma'rifat. And the levels, definitely, it's a haqiqatul mushakkaka, isn't it right? Zatul maratib is something which has several levels. It's not just one standard level of in-depth recognition and that's it. Isn't like that. Definitely, it has several stages and levels that a believer has to cross, one by one, turn by turn. In order for a person to acquire those levels, we all stand in need of doing the ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now you can recognize how vital is the ziyarat for the very survival of our iman. And so that's where it comes to the level number four of having the ma'rifat. And murafaqat, companionship. That's another impact of the ziyarat which I would like to talk about a bit. And getting along with our masumeen alayhim as-salam. Because we all love to to be with them. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us on the day of judgment. Wa hasharana fi zumratihi. Isn't it right? That's what we say. That and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us in the grip of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Among Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, among his people, alongside with him. That's what we ask in the ziyarat. So this is about the concept of murafaqat and companionship with the Imam. And last of all, after the murafaqat and ma'rifat and in-depth recognition comes the stage of mahabbat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the concept of love of Ahlul Bayt. And so these are just a short list of some of those benefits, certainly not all, that we acquire through the ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam.